理课堂听 class.com。
Supermarket industry may have slowed in 2001, but the number of deep discount stores almost tripled to 9,133. And despite rock bottom prices, these dollar stores are reaping higher profit than some of their grocery competitors. One retailer, 99 cents only, is leading the way, surprisingly, in a region of the country famous for excess and opulence.
Eve Epstein has a budget. She'll spend up to $100 on shoes and $20 on flowers.But for her tinfoil, she won't go higher than 99 cents. And for her batteries, 99 cents as well.
Why would I spend $2 for something somewhere else that I can get for 99 cents here?
Epstein is a frequent shopper at the 99 cents only store, a California-based retail chain that sells all of its merchandise for, not surprisingly, 99 cents.
I think the 99 cent price point, there's something we feel magical about it.
Magic? Maybe not.But they have seemed to find the secret formula for turning rock-bottom prices into sky-high profits. The company went public in 1996. Today, it's worth more than $1.5 billion.
32-ounce bottle baby shampoo for 99 cents.
CEO Eric Schiffer insists that the key to his success is not the price point, but that he's picky about his products.
We don't want to buy something that's not good quality, because if you buy something for 99 cents, if it's junk, it's not worth anything.
So what can you buy for 99 cents? Well, about half the merchandise in this store are discontinued items or closeouts, but the other half are things like Diet Coke or Hershey syrup, products you can find in almost any supermarket, often for double the price.
Because we can buy in truckload quantity and pay them right away and take the product in when they want to ship it and be very flexible to deal with, we can get better prices than most of the major retailers in the country.
Negotiations with suppliers often come down to the penny.
Those would be worth to us 18 cents.
He's asking 30 cents and 35 cents.
I usually buy the 8x10.
Right.
I buy the much bigger size. I think this is going to get lost on the counter.
But they're selling to people to whom pennies may not matter. The highest performing store is just a few blocks away from downtown Beverly Hills.
When we first started, we thought the ideal location for our stores would be blue-collar areas.And that's in general where we put them initially. And then we found out about six years ago, the two worst performing stores were in the lower income areas. And what we find is that the middle class consumer, the blue collar consumer, will go to the middle class areas to shop. But it doesn't work the other way.
Last year, the company opened 26 new stores, and they're aiming for 31 more this year. Schiffer chalks up the good years in part to the poor economy. He says it's made people who would not have otherwise been interested take a look around.
The toughest thing for us is to get an educated person to come in for the first time because people think, oh, what does that store have? It's probably just trinkets or knickknacks. And when they come in, an educated person becomes our best customer because they are just pleasantly shocked at all the great values and things that they need.
But what about that old saying, you get what you pay for?
Oh, well, that's something we hate to hear, you get what you pay for. I mean, try telling that to the guy that's sitting on the airplane who paid $800 for his fare and he's in the middle. And the guy on the window seat paid $300. I mean, that's the biggest myth in the world.